You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It's time for a little bacon and eggs. It's an early morning game once again in the Motor City. The Athletics and the Tigers and the A's with a great win yesterday, and they were powered by Brent Rooker.
3-2. Swung on and belted a deep left field. Back on it is Green. Takes a look, and it's 2-0 Oakland. Brent Rooker jumps on Maeda and gives the A's an early lead. Gilloff is home as Brent jogs around the bases. Another impressive clout to left field, and the A's get to Maeda early here in the first inning.
Paul Blackburn would throw six scoreless. Mason Miller would come in and shut it out the last two innings. Johnny Dosco from Detroit, the win yesterday, 4-0, very impressive by the A's.
Townie, my brother, it is really good to talk to you. I am at, we're at Comerica, and it's 54 degrees, perfect day for baseball. It was a great win yesterday for the club in a lot of ways. I mean, Gilloff, of course, with the three walks, I think that's probably a sign that he's going to bust out of this soon. You know, Rooker, of course, 4-for-8 with the two home runs. Big home run for Rooker yesterday, and what are you going to say about Paul Blackburn? He's been impressive. What, 13 in the third innings now of shutout baseball, Townie. You go back two starts to spring training, it gets in the 20s there, right? Maybe 25 innings, 26 innings of shutout baseball. He's been impressive. And A.J. Hinch in the presser today mentioned how good Blackburn is and how tough he was on the Tiger hitters. It was impressive.
So today we got Boyle against Jack Flaherty. Flaherty making his home debut for the Tigers. For Boyle, hopefully a lot better than his first time around.
Yeah, you know, it's that command, and you know, you don't know which Joe Boyle you're going to get. You know, he had good command the first few outings of spring training, then struggled with it toward the end of spring training. So, yeah, you hope you get the Joe Boyle that throws strikes, because obviously he has an electric arm, and they're going to need him to throw strikes today against this lineup.
Yeah, you think the talent is there. You've seen it. You saw it during spring training. We saw it at the end of last year. He's got tremendous stuff.
He does, Townie. He can get that fastball in triple digits. He's got a great slider. You know, I feel like he has poise on the mound. It's just sometimes I don't know what happens. It seems like the walks come in bunches for him. He walks one, then he walks another, and then I don't know if it gets in his head or what, but he gets in that mode where he just cannot throw a strike. So hoping that he can get that command back, because obviously, you know, I don't care who is in the box, you're throwing 101 and you got a wicked slider, you're going to be pretty tough to hit.
I got a little Anthony Rendon news for you.
What do you got?
In the third. Third inning.
Yeah.
Little tease for you. Get ready. We're going to have a little fun with Anthony Rendon.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, buddy.
Have a great call today.
All right. Thanks, Townie. See ya.
Johnny D from Comerica Park in Detroit. Coming up next, part two of the Mark Kotze Show. We get you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Total Access.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Zarata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland Days.
This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop at Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
you deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is A's Total Access.
Mark Kotze joins us every single week on A's Cast Live. And, of course, we like to replay it here on A's Total Access. Here he is talking about the starting staff. Got to get going, and they can vibe off of each other.
Yeah, no question. You know, we've had, you know, multiple outings now from our starters. JP yesterday, you know, I mean, he grinded through just about six innings, you know, got touched up a little bit in only one of those innings where, you know, he rebounded. He had three solid innings to start the game. The fourth was a little shaky. And then one mistake in the sixth to Canna that, you know, eventually led to him being taken out. But overall, he kept us in a game, you know, four runs over the course of 5 2/3. You know, that's quality. And again, you know, Paul goes out today and, you know, hopefully he's the guy that stops this this losing streak.
How do you view the bullpen so far?
You know, I think the bullpen's been a little bit taxed. Those first few outings on the starters didn't really cover a ton of innings. But I think we've got them reset. And, you know, I think Lucas Ercik's had just, you know, a little bit of bad luck, made one or two bad pitches in leverage situations. You know, overall, I think, you know, Austin Adams has been a great addition. He's done a nice job. TJ McFarland's done a nice job. Two veteran guys we picked up right there before we set rosters that have fit in really nicely and are helping these guys. And Mason Miller, you know, we saw what he's capable of against Boston with those two innings.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Mason Miller in a game you're leading because the stuff is just absolutely electric. And I got to think as a manager, it's tough early not to tax your bullpen. You want to try and win every single game. You're obviously probably not going to get as long of outings as you want out of your starter. So how much do you have to be cognizant of that as you want to win? But, man, I just can't burn my best guys out early.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a situation that we're aware of. You know, you don't want to just continually use the bullpen this early and, like you said, wear them out. But, you know, I think we've done a nice job of kind of managing that process over the first eight games, you know, giving guys opportunities to get in big situations, utilizing, you know, a Kyle Muller and a Spence to you know, cover some innings down there, and they've done a great job. Kyle's done a nice job covering innings, and so has Spence.
Yeah, Kyle Muller, I mean, he has looked fantastic. He's looked like the guy this is the guy we always thought he could be, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and we made some big changes. He made some big changes this offseason. His arm angle was a lot lower last season. And we've got, you know, he went in himself and decided that he needed to get back to where he was. He raised his arm angle, I think, almost 6 to 8 inches, which is pretty drastic for a pitcher. And we've seen some success.
You know, when you start looking at the competition, because after this, you're going to go to Texas. Obviously, they're the defending champs. Boston out to a really good start. Stephen Vogt in Cleveland off to a really good start. You know, I know you're not happy about the record, but how can your team really grow playing this good, stiff competition early?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely faced some good teams, and we're going to continue to face good teams. You know, when you say grow, it's a matter of us, like I said, gaining confidence when we win some games against these type of teams. You know, and everyone can argue, like, you know, one-run games, the better teams win one-run games. Well, actually, one-run games are decided by one play here, one play there, one pitch. And so we've been right there with these teams. We're competitive over the last three. And I think that, like, again, I think that's going to help lead to just more wins this season.
You know, we have talked about it before on this show, your love for Oakland. I know one of your kids was born in Oakland. You love being an Oakland A. You love being the manager of the A's. We've talked about that before. But obviously, the move this past week, talking about playing in Sacramento the next 3 years after this, you've addressed it already. But I just want to know, have you talked to the team about it? What's it like for the team? Is it something they think about, or is it, or they, these guys just battling for jobs and they're about the here and the now and trying to establish careers?
Yeah. You know, we didn't have a team meeting about it. I know, you know, obviously we've known this was the possibility for a long time. The guys in that room, you know, they're more concerned about this season right now. And, you know, obviously where we're at 8 games into the year. You know, I think that, as you talk about, for me, both of my daughters were born, you know, while I was in Oakland Athletic and, you know, like I said yesterday, it's definitely emotional, but, you know, the focus right now for me as the manager of the Oakland Athletics is to, you know, get this team winning games, get this team prepared day in, day out to go out and have success. And, you know, that's going to be in Oakland this year. And, you know, at the end of this season, you wrap your mind around what Sacramento, you know, is going to offer. But until then, really my focus, which has been from the start, is to win baseball games in Oakland. And, you know, it's frustrating that over the course of my tenure so far, that hasn't taken place. But it's again, not for a lack of effort and not for, you know, any other reason outside of just, we need to get better and we need to improve, the things that we weren't successful at last year. And I know it's a limited sample size, but I do feel like, we have a group in this room, you know, to be competitive night in, night out and win, and be successful.
To watch the entire show, you go to the A's YouTube channel or go online, athletics.com/A'scast to download the Mark Kotze Show. Coming up next, MLB news and notes with Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Total Access.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code EARN.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. A four-seamer, and that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt here ahead of the third and final game of the series against the Detroit Tigers. And here's what's happening around Major League Baseball. And grab a pen and paper, y'all, because there is a lot. The Cleveland Guardians announced former Cy Young Award winner Shane Bieber will undergo Tommy John surgery. He reportedly was experiencing some prolonged soreness after his opening day start against the Oakland A's when he struck out 11 across six frames, giving up just one hit and one walk in the 8-0 win. That pain did persist in his recent outing against the Seattle Mariners, and he was placed on the 15-day injured list retroactive to April 3rd. Now, this raised some flags about a recent surge in arm injuries among pitchers in the league. Braves starter Spencer Strider could also undergo TJ surgery after a Saturday morning MRI exam showed damage to the ulnar collateral ligament of his right elbow. However, he will receive another exam by Dr. Keith Meister in Dallas at some point within the next week. Marlins right-hander Yuri Perez will undergo Tommy John surgery with an internal brace on Monday, and he will miss the rest of the 2024 season. Additionally, yes, I told you, I am not done. Reigning Cy Young Award winner Gerrit Cole is out until June with elbow issues. So what is the reasoning behind it all? Well, according to MLB Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark, the new pitch clock that was implemented last season is to blame. According to a statement posted on X by the MLBPA, Clark said that despite numerous objections by the players to the pitch clock, there is concern as it pertains to recovery time. He said the league's unwillingness to study the effects of these changes and an unprecedented threat to the game and its most valuable asset, the players. Now, MLB responded saying the league is indeed undergoing a comprehensive research study into the causes of this long-term increase in injuries, to which they added Johns Hopkins University found no evidence to support the introduction to the pitch clock has added to said injuries. After 13 seasons, a 2019 World Series championship, and three All-Star selections, Steven Strasburg is calling it quits. The pitcher was officially listed by Major League Baseball on Saturday as being retired. Yoshi Yamamoto is making himself right at home with the Dodgers, striking out eight and allowing just three hits over five scoreless innings in a 4-1 win over the Chicago Cubs on Saturday. With that victory, who better to give you your first ever win beer shower? Well, Mookie Betts, of course. Dodgers infielder Max Muncy himself said that this was the Yoshi the team was expecting. Even after a tough start against the San Diego Padres in Seoul, he said the season is plenty long and there's still time to prove himself. Now that's what's happening around Major League Baseball. As A's Total Access presented by Chevron continues, Johnny Dosco sits down with MLB.com's Martin Gallegos for this edition of View from the Press Box.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron. View from the Press Box. We have Martin Gallegos from MLB.com with us. And Martin, we are at Comerica, and it is a gorgeous day today.
Yeah, beautiful day out here. You know, that first game was a little crazy with the snow coming down before the game, but the last 2 days have been pretty nice out here for sure.
Really has. Now, you look at this team, and, 2-7, but last three games before the victory yesterday, all one-run losses. What do you see with this club?
Yeah, it feels like there's been kind of a breakthrough. They felt like a breakthrough was coming, like you mentioned, with all those one-run losses. It felt like, you know, one or two things go their way. They come out on top of those games, but it wasn't happening yesterday. It seemed like they played just a really complete game from the pitching side to the timely hitting to the defense. It seemed like it all came together, and it felt like it was kind of the culmination of what was coming. So they're feeling pretty good. They're going out here today for a chance to get a first series victory of the year, so I know that's big for them. They don't want to go too long without one one of those. So it seems like they're turned a corner, from, especially from those first five games where, you know, they were making a lot of errors and just fundamentals were off. It seems like now they're playing more like the baseball team that they felt that they were in spring training.
You know, you've seen young players, and you've been in this game a while, you've seen young players put pressure on themselves. You know, they put pressure on themselves. What are you seeing for this club with that? Are you seeing guys starting to relax a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, we have to remember that these guys are not just young, but they don't have a lot of major league experience. And I actually looked this up yesterday. Heading into opening day, the A's are the team with the lowest amount of combined service time of their 26-man roster. So all these guys are still kind of learning what it's like to be a big leaguer. And so they're going to go through these growing pains. And I think, you know, it's hard because, especially when a guy like Zach Geloff and Lawrence Butler do what they did last year and kind of injected this team with some energy, you feel like they should come out right out the gate playing well. And then if, when they don't, you start to wonder, you know, well, what's going on? Well, it's really nothing that's going on. It's just they're kind of going through those ups and downs that any young player goes through. And, you know, they're trying to fight through it. They're coming out every day and working hard, which is the most important thing. And I think soon enough, you're going to see them start to kind of pick it up and pick up that production that they want to see.
Now, with Paul Blackburn, he's been so impressive the last, really, his last, going back to spring training and his first two starts here in the regular season, he's been so impressive. And I just like the fact that they had a shot on NBC Sports of him putting his arm around Nick Allen and saying, hey, man, don't worry about the air. We got this. He's really turned into a great leader out there as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think without question, just, you know, he's the longest tenured guy on this team. You know, he knows what it's like, what it takes to be an Oakland A, like what's expected of you. And I think a lot of guys in that clubhouse view him as that leader, you know, the guy of that rotation that's going to go out there every fifth day, give you a chance to win. And it's just been, you know, really cool to see his transformation into the pitcher that he is now, because I remember early on in his career he was struggling going up and down the minors, and now he's established himself into a really good pitcher. I mean, we've seen it these last two starts, but really we've seen it the last, you know, 2 years or so. Whenever he's healthy, he's putting together these types of outings. He's got six different pitches that he can throw. He's got full command of all of them, so really he just knows how to pitch. I mean, he doesn't do anything like that wows you. He doesn't throw a fastball 98-99, but he knows how to pitch the guys and get a bunch of weak contact. And you saw it yesterday. I mean, those Tigers hitters were off balance all day. They couldn't get any hard contact against him. That's just who he is now. So it's really nice to have a stabilizing guy in that rotation like Paul Blackburn.
Well, there is a guy that wows you, and that's Mason Miller. And he was so impressive yesterday. I think sometimes when you watch Mason Miller and you watch the other team's reaction, you see these guys say, oh my goodness, this guy. His stuff, he said he was having trouble commanding that slider, but again, he looked really good.
Yeah, I mean, that was dominant. And we've seen that his last two outings when he's had kind of that closer type situation coming out of the bullpen, and he's thrived in it. It looks like, you know, he's thrown, I think he's thrown 16 pitches 101 miles per hour at least. Nobody else in baseball has thrown more than three, so it's just crazy, you know, the type of arm that he has. But you mentioned it, you know, the slider, and then even mixing a changeup yesterday that he's thrown. And so the variation of speeds is so hard for guys to pick up, especially when he's only be going one inning, maybe two innings at a time. I mean, he could just go out there and just make guys look really bad. That's what he can do on a daily basis. And, you know, in that closer role, I mean, he really kind of is the perfect guy for that type of role, not just with the stuff, but also the mentality on the mound. You see him out there, and he's really confident. He's never out there looking, you know, kind of scared or anything. He just knows that he's going to get the job done. So it's cool to see him in that role.
Absolutely electric. Hey, thanks so much for the visit. Appreciate it.
No problem, Johnny. Anytime.
That was Martin Gallegos from MLB.com. More A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron, right after this.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Everybody, great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H test versus API SP test limits.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
A's and the Tigers coming your way from the Motor City this morning at 10:40. Boyle up against Flaherty. Time for the stat of the day. Got to bring this to you because when Ruiz was sent down, there was a lot of talk about hard hit rate. Well, right now the A's, their hard hit rate is 28.1%, which is the worst in Major League Baseball. The average is 38.8, and they're 26 in OPS. So, just wasn't Ruiz not hitting the ball hard. Everybody needs to start hitting the ball a little bit harder. A guy that knows so much, and it's fabulous to have him every single Sunday. Former Rookie of the Year Bobby Crosby, now on the staff, sits down with Vince Catronio next, right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Does managing your healthcare feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
This is A's Total Access.
A crisp, clear Sunday greets the Athletics as they wrap up their series. First leg of a two-city road trip with the Tigers. And on the Sunday, we visit with A's coach Bobby Crosby. Bobby, I know you played behind a lot of great pitchers during your time in the green and gold, but it's always a joy to watch somebody like Paul Blackburn be so surgical yesterday, pitching fast, getting a lot of early contact. How much fun was it when you would play behind those guys and you know the ball's coming to you and everything's happening so quickly and there's just a great rhythm on the field?
It's a beautiful thing. When a guy like Huddy or Mulder or Zito, they're out there, and, you know, Zito worked a little slower and would get a lot of fly balls, but when Huddy and Mulder were doing their thing, it was knowing that you're going to get a ground ball and knowing that you're staying active and you're not sitting out there for a long time, that really helped.
You watch the pulse of a team as they begin the season, and certainly the Athletics got off to a slow start, but now playing better baseball, getting better pitching, got some clutch hits yesterday. What's it like watching just the guys beginning to present ourselves the way we want to?
Yeah, they're slowing the game down. You can see it. You know, they're starting to have, you know, more confidence in, you know, defensively and at the plate. It seemed like things were speeding up on us about a week ago. But the last four or five games, you see guys getting comfortable. We gelled as a team in spring, so that wasn't going to be the issue. But seeing guys individually slow it down, we're heading in the right direction.
Coaching first base and spending some time with the A's outfielders. Let's start with first first base. What's that like? What have your responsibilities been? And I know it's early, but maybe at some point during the season, I will ask you, who's the favorite guy you've had a conversation with in the first base coach's box? But let's start with what you're trying to get accomplished over there in the box.
Yeah, I'm trying to know every pitcher, all their moves, their times, knowing who we can run, who we can't, knowing the catcher's tendencies. You know, some guys like to pick down there. Some guys are good blockers, some guys aren't. So knowing that, knowing who those guys are, what the outfielders do if they, if they like to back pick. So certain things like that, but mainly it's knowing the pitchers and the catchers.
And then with outfield, I know you played shortstop, but you were a manager in the A system, which means you had to wear a lot of hats on a daily basis. What and who have you been leaning on to put together the right game plan day in and day out for the guys in the outfield?
Well, Aldo has done it the last few years. So, I talked to him a good amount. I talked to Kotz a good amount. And I talked to our outfielders. I'm learning along with them. As a manager, I like to see what different guys do, see where guys should be. So I know the positioning side pretty well. But as far as the drills and the things that guys like to do and don't like to do, I'm leaning on our players as well as some of our coaches.
Bobby, by the end of your career, you started to see more and more shifting on the infield, and it really got dramatic where you as a shortstop could swing over to the other side of second base. They've taken that away, but it seems like the new frontier is how do we attack defensively in the outfield, mostly giving up corners and pinching to the gaps. What has that been like and trying to see those results and the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, I try to go off tendencies of each guy. I probably tend to want to move more into the gaps and away from the lines. A double down the line is a double down the line. But if we can eliminate some of the hits in the gaps and if guys, fillet it over there and we can play in on those guys, there's certain things that we can do. But I like it a hair more traditional where the outfielders can feel like they can be aggressive on their reads and on their jumps. And so I might not be as, I might not have a tendency to shift as much as most, but I do want to take away the gaps.
You were the first in player development for the Athletics to see Joe Boyle, who pitches today as he came over in the deal from the Cincinnati Reds. What are those initial memories about what you saw on the mound from that special arm?
He didn't belong in Double-A. That was in my report the first time I saw him. I said, this guy is... He's better than Double-A, and he showed it when he went up to Triple-A for a start or two, and then he showed it his few starts in the big league. So we have a lot of confidence in him. His stuff is electric. If he can stay around the zone, he's going to be tough to hit.
Bobby Crosby joining us on the Sunday. Townie, now back to you.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. I got to give you one more. One more stat. I know it's a lot in the morning, but how about this? Brent Rooker, who's gone back-to-back jacks the last two games, his lifetime numbers against the Tigers, he's got a 644 slug, 7 jacks, 24 games. He loves playing against the Motor City Kitties. Up next, A's and the Tigers. We're going to have Vince and Johnny, and don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.